why you need to write a book.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today, we're going to be talking about why you need to write a book. I'm telling you why I need to write a book. I've written a book. I'm in the process of publishing it right now. We've been talking about it for a while now, but it'll be coming out real soon. Just hang on there. It's coming. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about why I'm writing a book, but also why you need to write a book. Let me tell you why. That you can see a lot of my books are all out of sort because I went through and I picked out an assortment of books that I knew held a very high value for the author that put them out. And I'm going to go through them real lightning fast. This little pile right here, we're going to go through it, including one just right off the top of my head. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. This came out in the, late 90s, maybe early 2000? I don't know off the top of my head. I have a copy of it, but I'm always letting people borrow it. So I don't know who has my copy of it right now. And I'm always having to buy more because people usually end up holding on to it. If you've never read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, fabulous read. Go and read it. Absolutely necessary for somebody that's an entrepreneur or who is looking to encourage other entrepreneurs. So this was a book. Robert Kiyosaki put this book out as a way to promote his board game, the cash flow board game that he had out there that was his main passion, his main dream was to get this board game, get people using it and learning about how to be a proper entrepreneur. The book ends up blowing up. It ends up being this huge thing. I mean, he's like selling it through gas stations and stuff. He's doing everything he can to get attention. And it ends up getting picked up by the network marketing industry and just the rest is history. He ends up becoming this huge thing overnight. A speaker ends up writing, of course, a whole string of other books, including books with other people, books with Donald Trump before Donald Trump was president of the United States. He's had this amazing career, ups and downs and everything, a very interesting life. But it all started with his first book. His first book was not for the purpose of writing a book. His purpose of the book was to sell a board game and to kind of launch this educational career that he wanted to move forward with and be able to promote financial freedom and ways of being able to capture financial freedom. It's amazing because the book in and of itself has become kind of a entrepreneur's classic, if you will. But that's where it started. It had a different purpose. It's not necessarily the purpose you think it's going to have. So a book can have a whole lot of different purposes. For one thing, it's just the idea that you'll be known as an author from that point forward. So you have that credential behind your name. You also have the ability, because you can get it on Amazon.com and all the other bookstores online, when people search your name, you're going to show up as the author of this book. Automatic credibility comes along with that. On top of all that, so this is before anyone's even bought your book, okay? Beyond that, you have the ability to be able to pass your book out as though it is a business card. So if somebody calls you and says, hey, I'd like to find out, can you tell me a little bit more about who you are? Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about more about who I am and what I provide. But I think it'd make even more sense if I sent you a free copy of my book. Would you mind if I do that? Give me your address. And you send them a copy of your book. Tell me, how much more powerful is that than a pamphlet or anything else that a person might send out? You send a copy of your book. It's not that expensive to get copies of books made and be able to send them out to prospective customers or clients. So I'm going to show you a couple different examples here. More than a couple. I've got a handful here. These are just ones that I looked at my shelf and I said, oh, these ones, this one, this one. And people that I knew specifically wrote books for very specific reasons. And here's two people in the exact same, well, I don't know if I'd say exact same, but they kind of came from a very similar marketplace. One is Jim Palmer, and he wrote The Magic of Newsletter Marketing. Great book on newsletters. And what's he promoting? He's promoting himself and his ability to help companies to use newsletters to promote themselves. And he's using a book form to be able to do it. It's a very, very simple, very elegant book. Here's another very simple book. And this was this is one of the earlier editions. I think he may have a new cover on this. This is Sean Buck's Newsletter Marketing. Same topic. He's promoting his company, which helps entrepreneurs build their own newsletters. They have kind of a done-for-you, do-it-yourself thing and consulting that goes along with it. Sean Buck, really sharp guy. Great. These are two actually great books on newsletter writing. We're not talking about newsletter writing right now, but these are two really great books to go check out on that. These were specifically created to promote themselves and the services that they provide, while at the same time, you're providing all this great information for people, which doesn't hurt. But beyond that, if you're looking just from your own perspective, it's a way to be able to bring attention back to you and what you do. Here's another great one, From Poop to Gold. Okay, I don't know if you've seen these guys before. This is the Harmon Brothers. Okay, this is, Chris Jones wrote this about the Harmon Brothers, but this is their book. This is all about that. If you don't know who the Harmon Brothers are and you don't recognize this unicorn that's pooping rainbow ice cream, this is from a set of commercials. These are guys who are famous for creating online viral explosive commercials online, and it all started with the Poopery commercial, which is the gal in the bathroom stall telling you about Poopery, which is this air freshener specifically for the bathroom. So if you haven't seen it, go and look up Harmon Brothers commercials on YouTube or anything else. Brilliant, funny, longer commercials, but they capture you because they're so highly entertaining, so engaging. So they did Poopery. They did what else did they do? They did the purple mattress commercials. They did the Squatty Potty. They did BetJet, ClickFunnels. I mean, so much good stuff. And this is the story behind those commercials. But what are they doing? They're promoting themselves while telling you the secret behind their marketing, telling you the story behind it. But at the same time, they're promoting themselves with this book. I bought this book when it first came out, and it's a great read. I mean, all these ones are great reads unto themselves, but I'm trying to tell you the back end from their perspective, why they go about building these books. Another one, Dotcom Secrets. We've talked about this one. This was Russell Brunson's original thick book that he came out with, all on details of how to use marketing online, how to use a really direct response style marketing online. This Dotcom Secrets. This started a whole series of books. Went on to write that were all under the Secrets title. And they all end up tying together. He's come up with different editions through the years and so forth. But this was something to promote his ClickFunnels.com website and services. And it's done great unto itself. Fabulous book. But at the same time, it had a purpose and promoted him. He became kind of a pretty big star, Russell Brunson, in terms of internet marketing and beyond. There's another guy. This guy was living here locally at the time. Craig Simpson was here, right here in Grants Pass, Oregon. Brilliant guy. He wrote this book with Dan Kennedy, Direct Mail Solution. Why? Why would he go about writing this book? People had been trying to get him to write something for a long time. I remember when this came out, everyone said, finally we're getting something from Craig Simpson. It's because Craig Simpson is considered one of the premier direct mail experts out there. And the only way you'd know it is if you knew somebody and you were already in the industry or you had worked directly with Craig. Fabulous book, all on direct mail and how you could use it. Once again, it was something to be able to promote himself. He also tied himself with another very hot name, Dan Kennedy, who we've talked about in the past, of marketing fame. Dan was one of the ones that really pushed him to get this book out. Fabulous book. How to get consulting clients fast, even if nobody's ever heard of you. This is an example of a very simple, straightforward book. Very thin, self-published, put out by Frank Kern. This wasn't his first. He had a whole bunch of books put out before this, and it's a great book. But promoting himself, promoting his services, building, putting you into a funnel. Another one, Work the System by Sam Carpenter. This guy ended up running for office, running for governor of Oregon, all based on the celebrity that he built off this book years ago. And No BS Price Strategy, this is an example of Dan Kennedy's fabulous books. This is the reason why I know Dan Kennedy. Amazing stuff. Hey, all that, hopefully that makes sense to you. That's just a little bit of an idea of why you would want to build your business by writing a book. Hopefully that's useful for you. Go find out more about my videos and everything that I've put out over at brianjpombo.com. Hey, you have a great night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.